You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
As big as a cock blocker as you are, Count Blockula, we happen to know the biggest cock block in the history, and he came up big that night.
Yeah, man.
Yes, he was like garlic and a toss mixed together with sunlight peeking through. You won this battle, Marco, but there will be another time.
Van Helsing. It's only Van Helsing.
You guys have bum-rushed my blocking.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you, too. you dyke.
Wow. You're fucked up. I wasn't going to get into it with him over a chick.
I don't think he realizes what he does. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope not, because then he's a really big asshole.
You know? Sticks and stones
missing. No, he ended up texting me.
I'm like, rubber, you're glue.
He ended up texting me like 4 o'clock in the morning.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember.
It was a drunk text.
You told
it was
me,
on my BatBerry.
You told me.
This is going way out of control.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show, whose logo is on the far bottom right of the Riotcast webpage, next to the tracker.
Thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason? I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts, then it's BB, then I'm picking 'em up, let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fists in cup, divorce 'em and split his bucks. Just because you got good hair, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass for nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I be forever mackin', hard code of assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and let's ride. Check them out now, ride. Yeah, let's ride. Check them out now, ride. Doing big camping, we spending cheese. Check them out now. Big camping on BLAD. We doing big camping up in NYC. It's just that jigger man, MC and BUMB. Yo, yo, yo. Big camping, spending cheese. We doing big camping on BLAD. We doing big camping up in NYC. It's just that jigger man, MC and BUMB.
My bad, that's my scenario.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 so you can rap with Marco. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Marco, you're semi-retarded.
Oops, my bad. You're an asshole.
It's fucking hot.
Marco is in the zone.
What?
It's hot here.
It's hot. I'm freezing.
You're freezing.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm chilly willy.
I was known in high school for dating black chicks.
I guess that's why you can rap.
Oh, Marco.
That was a jam.
That was a shit. I love Jay-Z.
I'm sure he loves you back.
He does.
Did you go to a concert?
past couple weeks ago?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I saw my Made in America last year. It was pretty badass.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I saw him at the Electric Factory once because he was doing this small blueprint lounge tour, and I'll never be able to beat that ever, like that show. So I don't really like see every show. Even though I got kicked out of that show for being racist. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What the hell did
I
you
got
do?
Into a fight. Like, I was, like, seriously one of, I don't know, a handful of white people that were at the show. And I was the only white girl.
Really?
Yeah. And I went with a bunch of my guy friends, but they were all black. And they had the other four fucking white people. Like, they were black and white dudes.
Right.
And I went to the bathroom. And I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Electric Factory, but when you go in the bathroom downstairs, there's, like, 10 stalls and then 10 sinks. You know,
mm-hmm.
And there was nobody in the bathroom. So I went, I peed, I got
you
out.
Pulled it out and peed in the sink?
Yes.
Nice.
I got out, I'm washing my hands, and like all other 9 sinks are free.
Right.
And I'm washing my hands. And this like gaggle of like black chicks walked in.
A gaggle of black chicks.
I don't know, like fucking 7 of them or something.
Okay. That's a gaggle.
I don't know how much a gaggle
Mel Gibson would call them a pack.
No comment.
So they were like, they were like, oh, hurry up, Cracker Princess.
Ooh. Cracker Princess.
Yeah, and they're like, hurry up.
Were you eating Lunchables?
No.
You racist motherfucker.
So I was like, dude, what? I'm happy as shit because Jay-Z just handed me a glow stick. I was like on cloud nine.
That's probably why they called you Cracker Chick.
Yeah.
Cracker Princess.
Cracker Princess. They wanted to use my sink. But I was like, dude, there's 9 other sinks. Use the other sinks. And I was like, okay. And then they just like went off the deep end and they're like, oh, fucking white people think they rule the world.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
And then
do.
I said a bad word.
And then, what word did you
and
say?
And I said, you know, you're the definition of a.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Because
I was pissed. I was pissed. But then these like Spanish
you
girls.
You just basically said you're the definition of an N-word.
Yeah, I said that.
Whoa, what did the other 6 gaglets do?
They were all like, oh, shit. Like, are you fucking
they
serious
They start
clunking right
or
now?
Something? What was that?
You're a black motherfucker.
Well, these these Spanish girls came to my rescue.
That's not used enough, by the way. Just so
all
you know.
I see is eyes and teeth. Eyes and teeth.
Get out of here. Yeah, that one?
No.
So the Spanish girls came to my rescue, and they said...
Darknesses!
They didn't say that.
Mira, you better leave my girlfriend alone, okay?
They were like, leave her alone. What the fuck? And then, like, we were all pushing each other, and then security
You better back
in.
The fuck up, can't you, mom, okay?
I was the only person that got kicked out.
I'll smack you with my chicleta.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They said that they weren't going to tolerate racism in their venue. And I was like, fucking serious? But they... This
Why didn't
was,
you tell them that you were like all races, all ethnicities?
I did. I said, look at me. I'm all things.
Yeah. And they could tell just by looking at you.
No, but they were cool enough to let me go back inside and like use the phone to call somebody to come pick me up. Because that was like before cell phones, you know?
Right.
It was a long time ago. So that happened.
Racist.
I'm not racist. I told my black friend about this and they said they have more respect for me.
I like how she says that. I tell my black friends, not my friends, my black friends.
Well, when
you
I
segregate
tell,
your friends.
No, when I tell my white friends, they're like, oh my God.
Again, you segregate your friends.
No, white. They're segregating themselves with their white. And
do you take your Asian first. Friends to go out and eat Chinese?
I don't have any Asian friends. Okay. I have like
you, that's
one.
Right. You don't like Asians.
I don't really like Asians. I have one Asian friend.
She's racist.
No, not like that. I just don't know any Asian people. Shut up.
Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
I know one Asian person. I don't really think they're Asian. I think they might be Filipino. I don't know the difference. And not in a mean way. I legitimately, like, I feel like Filipino people have darker, like, complexions. You know what I mean? They look like Hawaiian or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they don't have that yellow tint to their skin.
They're closer to the equator.
Yeah, say they got tanneriness.
What? Tanneriness. Did you just malfunction?
I'm tired, man. It's been a long week.
Rest your racist brain.
I'm not racist. I would never, ever not be friends with someone just because they were Asian. I just don't know Asians. I don't know any Asians.
They're all over the place.
Well, you know it's Rin Tin Tin. I know it's racist.
Shut up. It's not racist. One of my favorite books of all time is a Japanese book.
Huh?
And one of my favorite books of all time is a Japanese book. It's called Tiki Tiki Tembo.
It's Where's Rardo?
No. You never heard of Tiki Tiki Tembo?
No. Do I look fucking Asian to you?
No, but I'm not Asian.
I mean, granted, I'm the size of a sumo wrestler, but that doesn't mean I'm fucking Asian.
It was my favorite book when I was a kid.
Tiki Tiki what?
Tiki Tiki Tembo.
No,
his name was
No Laundry.
His name was Tiki Tiki Tembo, No Say Rambo, Cherry Cherry Poochie, Pit Berry Pambo. That
was
his name.
Fuck yourself. There's no such thing as a book of that retardedness.
No, I swear to God.
God, you were in some serious special classes.
No, I was like eight. It was like my favorite book.
I was thinking about you the other day. It turns out that New Jersey is number one in schools as far as like they're the top ranked.
I know. I was trying to tell
school system in the country.
And Triton is one of them.
Shut the fuck up.
Triton's one of them.
You stupid motherfucker.
Tiki Tiki Tembo.
No, Triton's not one of them. Trust me. It's not.
I know for a fact that
no,
it is.
No, it's not. Your facts are fucked.
Whatever.
That's what you should call your facts from now on. Fucks. Because that's what they are.
Fucks facts.
Anyway, and I said, well, there is one child left behind. Oh, and I start giggling because I was thinking about you. And I'm thinking, where the fuck?
Well, that's the last. That's the. It goes out per year. So that's this year, right? That they're the last. So, I mean.
Well, no, no. It's. I think they. They do like 2013. They release 2013. Into
let's go back to her years. The numbers dip a little bit.
You know, I'll give you one guess who the worst state is.
Florida.
Hold on. Before you guess think about it.
Okay.
Think about where it could possibly be the worst fucking state.
It's gotta be.
I know one of you is gonna get probably Chris is gonna get it.
Okay.
So just think about it. Where could it possibly be the worst fucking school system? All right, that's annoying.
All right, I have a guess.
Go ahead. Wait.
I'm on the fence between two. I don't know what you're going to say. All
right, wait a minute. Before you do, make sure you really, really thought about it good because if you
say... Is it obvious or not obvious?
It should be pretty fucking obvious.
Okay.
It should... To me, I think it's pretty fucking obvious.
Okay, I have a guess.
Are you sure you wanted to say it?
I am 100% positive.
Okay, go.
New York.
Wrong.
Fuck. No. I was going to say Pennsylvania.
No, and you're an idiot. You're an idiot because you obviously didn't think about it.
I thought about it a lot.
And stop naming more. And no, that's not Pennsylvania either. So you guys are off with them too.
They were the two that I would have guessed.
No, not at all.
I thought about it. What the fuck is wrong with my guess?
Out of all the 50 states, New York would have the worst school system.
I don't know.
Think about the states. What goes on in the states that would help you understand that that state has a shitty fucking school system?
Okay.
Anybody else want to guess? Missy, you don't get to guess till
I'm
they
not
guess.
Guessing anymore.
I know Florida's at the bottom, but you kind of...
It's not Florida.
It's not Florida.
They don't even have schools. They just have old people.
Yeah, they have old age homes.
I'm thinking it's definitely a southern state.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
I have a third guess. I'm not going to say it.
At first, I was thinking West Virginia, but it's too north. I'm thinking it's more like shitty down south.
Can I guess again?
Go ahead.
Texas.
No. No more guesses for you.
Okay.
Marco?
Down south.
There's only 50 states. You guys hit about 70. Well, she hits about 70.
I had three. Fuck you.
No.
Can I guess again?
No. Chris gets to go again.
Alabama.
No.
Can I guess again?
Go ahead.
Louisiana?
No.
Georgia?
Stop.
It's like you got a scolder.
Was that right, Georgia?
No, I would have said if she was right. I muted her mic. I'm done. I'm done. Stop. Stop being an asshole.
Okay.
Don't be stupid.
Delaware.
Seriously.
You're gonna get shut off.
I'm playing.
You're
going
to be wearing a slushie.
Okay, I'm playing.
You ever see a wet t-shirt through a slushie? Anyone?
I'm trying to cross out the
Mississippi.
19 states, as she said.
Mississippi. Whoa. What?
No, you're right. But if you're an asshole, nonetheless. Fucking cunt.
Fuck you.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's Mississippi. It's the worst fucking... Now, doesn't it make sense now that you know what it is?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, no? They just abolished slavery in 2012.
What? Are you fucking for real?
Not even 15 minutes in, I'm already stroking out. What do you mean, are you fucking for real? We talked about it on the show like three times.
Oh.
Yeah, they just abolished slavery.
Yeah, but nobody was practicing slaveryism.
No, they just murdered them.
Practicing what?
Slavery. See, my anger just totally skipped over that stupidity word.
Slaveryism.
Slavery. Yeah. So Mississippi wasn't still practicing slaves.
And I was saying practicing slaves. Hey, can you act like a slave for 5 minutes?
Halting, master.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah. No. No. If they don't, they don't keep slaves. They kill instead. They're fucking. The hate crimes are outrageous in Mississippi.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
The Klan is strong in Mississippi. You figured the fucking state with the pretty much the longest name has the worst school system. What's a vowel? What? Are you still guessing? You got it right. Are you going to spout more names out now?
No, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to know.
Well, no. The game's over. You ruined it, so you can say whatever you want now.
I wasn't going to ruin anything. I just
No, I know. It's already ruined. You can't ruin anything.
Shut up.
What did you just we
guessed it, so why is it ruined?
Well, no.
You had 19 guesses. Yeah, and Marco had one each?
Yeah.
That
proves more that Triton is a fucking retarded school. It should be burned to the ground with the kids still inside. So what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Well, no, you have to say it now. The damage is done.
I'm not causing any more.
No, you have to ask now.
Okay.
You got to keep the show running.
All right. Remember when we did that thing when we talked about Halloween and shit last Halloween that just passed? And we talked about that lady that dressed her kid up as a Ku Klux Klan member.
Yes.
Was that in Mississippi?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think... No, it was Virginia, I think.
Because remember, she didn't think there was anything wrong
with it. Yeah, no, I think that was Virginia. It was either Virginia or West Virginia. It was one of the Virginias.
All right.
Yeah, it wasn't Mississippi.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
She got a message from Rob Spann, said he's working on the Missy White hood in the Riotcast store.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I'm not racist.
Nice. Ironically, your underwear has holes, too.
Shut up.
Two of them.
Shut up.
You knew it had to be one of those white trash states down south.
That's what I mean. Like, oh, yeah. I wasn't really guessing when I was reading the article. And then once I came across, like, no shocker there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, after all, they have the slaveryism and everything. But, yeah, I was not surprised. You know, and I was thinking it could be New Orleans because...
Not New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans is a city.
I mean, I'm sorry, Louisiana. Yeah, you did say New Orleans. I was like, no.
Didn't say New Orleans. I said Louisiana.
Louisiana, yeah. Louisiana. And I'm thinking, you know, well, it's so fucking poor down there.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I guessed.
That's a good guess.
Right. That would have been a really good guess. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of the – I don't even remember what the numbers were. All I remember was I was laughing at my girlfriend because Delaware was like 34th. And I'm like, eh. You know what I mean?
And Jersey was number one.
Yeah. That was still shocking to me.
It shows you how shitty this fucking schools are in this country.
They have all the states colored by, you know, like the
colored. That's racist.
Colored by best to worst, and if you're the brightest green is like number one, mm-hmm. and then the green's kind of dim to a darker green, and then it moves on to like a red. The worst state is like shit brown.
Mississippi is shaped differently than I thought it was.
What did you think it was shaped like?
Like Kentucky and Tennessee.
This is where I wish we had cameras.
It's shaped like Alabama,
but
oppositely.
One of the reasons why I think it would have been a good idea to have cameras.
Yeah.
Just because of my...
Just your expressions alone.
Yeah.
Your rage.
And
your uncontrollable
your face
rage.
Just gets red. And you're rubbing your forehead. It's... Let's put cameras in here.
So Skittles fall out.
Yeah.
That's like my brain.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I have to find my center.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good luck.
Deep.
How many mixes does it take? 18 million.
Keep going, dude.
One mix. Oh.
Is that gristle?
So what made you even read that article? Did it come up in Facebook or something?
No, I sometimes I look at, like, you know, world news and just look at the titles, whatever interests me. I read, and then it says something about a school system.
Did it specify Jersey?
No, it just said, you know, the country's last year's rank of the best to worst school systems. Like, oh, that's, I mean, I'm interested in it, you know, and I saw Jersey won. I was like, whoa, I had to keep reading because I was like, you know, dying to find out where everything.
And it was
about
the public school system?
The entire school. Shit. System. It means everything. There's no,
like, college.
They don't
and
segregate
all that shit.
Like your friends.
Shut up.
What? Yeah, I guess college too. I mean, well,
you know,
college,
I gotta,
we have Ivy League school here.
I gotta think. I'm not terribly surprised that Jersey's up there, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of big money areas in New Jersey.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the whole coast of New Jersey, you have to have a shit ton of money to live in.
And you figure the north because they commute to New York City.
Right, right. So I'm not surprised New Jersey would be.
I actually
up
think
there.
New Jersey may be the highest income state as well.
I think you're right.
Total or per person?
Average.
Average. Surprising.
Yeah, but our average is always going to be higher because we have so much more people, don't you think?
Doesn't affect
Texas
the average.
Is bigger than us.
Yeah, but do they have as many people?
I
as
don't
we do?
Fucking know.
I don't think they do.
Never been there.
And a lot of our taxes, state taxes, go to schools too.
Anybody live here? What?
A lot of the state taxes go to school. I don't know about. I know Florida has no state tax.
Neither does Delaware.
Well, there you go.
Florida doesn't have a state tax?
No.
Well,
oh, no. Sales tax. They don't have sales. Delaware doesn't have sales tax, not state tax.
Since New Jersey's number one, you think maybe they can lower fucking property tax? We don't have
to be number
one. Well,
that's probably why it's
number
one, because they have the best paid teachers, the smartest teachers, the better schools, more shit to give the kids in the school.
We don't have to be number one. We could be like 20.
Imagine that, though. Think about that for one split second. New Jersey's number one. And you have towns like Camden, East Orange,
Newark.
I mean, that's
Atlantic City.
Yeah,
Atlantic City.
Every year, two of the most dangerous cities in America are in New Jersey. Camden's usually always number one.
It fluctuates. Yeah, yeah, one or two, right? Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe New Jersey's the melting pot. Mm. And then maybe New York's not anymore.
Mm. I don't know where you're getting at.
Yeah, New York is.
Because we have everything.
No. Where do you get that?
Because we have all things.
No, we don't.
All things?
Like, we have all the worst stuff and all the best stuff.
I don't understand.
Like, we have the worst towns, but then we have the best schools.
But that's not all things. Those are just two. That's just two specific examples.
I know.
So it's not all things.
But it could be.
So it doesn't mean that we're a melting pot.
I feel like we are.
I don't think we are.
No?
Mm-mm.
I feel like we are.
Mm-mm.
I do.
Mm-mm.
I do.
No.
Nope. I do.
Wrong.
I do. I think so.
Wrong.
You don't even know if I'm wrong.
No, you're wrong.
I'm making a guess.
Wrong.
I'm making a generalization.
Nope.
You're just saying I'm wrong because you don't like when I'm right. Shut up. I'm going to murder you.
Wrong.
Murder.
No.
Wrong.
I like New Jersey. I like living in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's home. You
it's a melting
mean?
Pot, Chris. Have you been listening?
You know that?
Yes, like it's because it's a melting pot.
Yeah?
Because everything's familiar. Because I lived here my whole life.
That's like,
if I grew up in Virginia, I'd probably love Virginia.
That's such a blanket statement.
It's like a meaningless statement. It's an obvious statement.
I hate New Jersey. You know why?
It's an obvious statement.
Because the car insurance is high, property taxes are high, income taxes are high. Gun laws suck.
Well, no, she just said.
Thank God gun laws suck, because I couldn't picture you with a gun.
Too late.
Are you serious?
I already put in for my.
You'll get it. It's
it
not that you won't
while.
Get it.
It just takes a while.
How long before he shoots himself in the foot?
Oh.
Why are you getting a gun?
Because I want a gun.
Oh, okay.
go to a shooting range?
I would want a gun, too.
Because once, once Rob gets opium poured, too, he's going to blow his brains out.
You know you can rent guns, right?
First Rob,
not
then
to bring
Bobby
home.
Kelly.
No, but at the gun range.
Yeah, but that's not the same as having a gun.
I agree.
I'm assuming you want a gun for protection.
For protection. And I want to learn gun safety and
for
all that stuff.
Spousal murder?
Yes. No, I just wanted it around the house. You know, you lock it up, obviously.
Yeah, get the good one, too, man. Because
yeah.
Get the one with, like, the thumbprint. No bullshit. I'm not kidding. They have the fucking...
Really?
They have the one where you can put all your fingers to unlock it, and only yours will unlock it. Nobody else. You might want to invest in just you doing it, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, honestly, you don't want anyone having access to it.
No. I want to be
your wife.
No.
Why?
No, do you know how lazy Marco is?
What if something happened when you weren't in the house?
Have you seen Goodfellas? Karen, put the gun down.
You were sleeping with her. Karen,
why'd you do that?
I would like a gun.
No.
No, you can't.
Absolutely not.
I would definitely be the first one to say at a hearing, you are not mentally fit to have a gun.
I am mentally fit.
And by the way,
gone.
People have to sign off for you.
I know. And
oh, yeah.
I,
there's three people they call.
Yeah. I haven't lived with anybody.
I tried to put any of you guys down.
I would have okayed you. I already did it twice before.
Oh, they send you some in the mail?
Yeah. You get a form in the mail you have to fill. Oh, it's a big questionnaire about the person.
Really?
Yeah.
Mentally unstable, check.
Well, no. It's all kinds of stuff. Like, it's... like psychological questions. So if I don't answer a certain way, you know what I mean? Like it could be something I'd be like, oh yeah, that's exactly what it is. But they can look at it as like, yeah, we're going to have to wait on this one. Yeah. I don't think you and a gun are a good match.
Hey, Carol.
You always think I'm wrong and you always think you're right. But
I would have gotten a gun sooner on in life. I just never lived with anybody that wanted
to have
a gun.
You're too fucking nuts to have a gun.
I'm way calmer than I used to be.
It has nothing to do with being calmer. Calm and nuts are not... I'm not...
I know, but
enough.
I have, like,
you're
common
crazy.
Sense. I'm not going to just fucking kill people.
In a fit of rage, when you're arguing with somebody in a fight, your common sense goes out the fucking door.
I never get that mad at anybody anymore.
That doesn't mean you won't do it again.
I mean, that's true. I have an extremely horrible temper. That's bad.
Well, there you go. That's one of the questions.
I haven't seen it in years.
How is their temper?
But it's been years, and you've never seen it, so you don't even know.
Of course not, because you know I'll cut your head off.
I'm not.
Unless you have a gun. Unless you have a gun. You should be.
I'm not.
You should be, because I'm known to hit a woman in high school. I've been known to hit black chicks in high school.
So is Ray Rice. I've been known to drag bitches out of elevators.
Unconscious motherfuckers.
Knock that bitch out.
Yeah, you did.
I would just worry about you cleaning a gun. Because, you know, you don't just shoot a gun and put it back.
See,
you
I'm
know?
Not worried about her cleaning a gun. I'm worried about her temper and a gun.
Oh.
You know? I mean, what happens if you fall off the wagon and do another couple lines of coke? You want to see my gun?
Mm-hmm.
Pop! It actually goes off and fucking kills somebody yourself.
Why would it be loaded?
Why would it be loaded?
Why would it be
Are
loaded?
You in Italy? Why would it be loaded? Why would
I wouldn't
it be?
Have it loaded.
Well, why are you getting a gun?
I would like a gun.
Start
I
with
like
a water
hobby
pistol.
Or yeah. Protection.
I like guns. I don't feel like I have to protect myself against anything.
Then yeah. Why would you have
hobby.
You?
Because I like guns. It's just that. It's that simple. I like guns. My dad had guns my whole life growing up.
So
I
it's more
like
of a hobby.
Yeah.
I like guns.
Yeah, I like the way they look. I like
just that comment alone just doesn't sound like you should have a gun.
Why? Because I've never had a gun. Maybe if I actually had a gun, I would freak out and go, oh, my God, I can't have this. Or maybe I could. Maybe I would become an awesome like sniper.
You can't be a sniper. You have to be an armed. Who? Yeah, right. You have to be in armed forces to be a sniper.
I'll like go to the shooting range, a sniping one. Don't they have outside ones where you like lay on the ground and like hit a fucking barrel or something? Like in the movies.
Again, we should have cameras.
Something just popped.
I'm just saying. I think guns are cool.
I think you could become a sniper. I think you should practice.
Hey,
I don't know how you can joke.
You're looking for a
career change,
right?
I don't know how you can joke at a time like this.
What, you don't think she can become a sniper?
Let's see. Can we? Why don't you Google a sniping range first off?
Might have to join the
like
army.
Like for hobby. There's like
you
long
didn't see that?
Distance shooting.
It's right off of 295. It's for hobby sniper range.
Sniping.
Please tell me you know what I actually mean by this statement, though. Like, I don't mean... I don't mean to be a sniper. I mean, like, long-distance shit. You, like, you know when you go into a shooting range, it's only, like, fucking 30 feet, and
news
it's
flash.
Like that.
Newsflash. Newsflash.
What?
You fire a gun and nothing's in the way of it, it's long distance.
So. Longer distance. Like, real long. Like, super long.
Longer distance.
Yeah, like, longer than 30 feet.
Like, how far? How far
like
do you think?
100.
I'm sure there's ranges.
100 feet?
Yeah.
A handgun goes way more than 100 feet.
How far does a handgun go?
As a matter of fact, what's a handgun's 400 feet per second is the speed?
I don't know. What?
Yeah.
What?
You sure
what?
You sure you want a gun? 400 feet per second.
That seems dangerous.
No.
It's a fucking gun.
Can you imagine the way her tits would jump when she fired it?
I saw a couple I like. I don't know.
Are you going to get a Glock?
I just can really hand it in.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
If you're really for protection,
yeah,
I would go with a Glock.
Glock. I like Glocks.
One, it's light. Two, it's easy. It doesn't jam as much. And three, it's reliable as fuck. Don't get a first of all, don't get a revolver. Not that, not that many people do, but some people do still like revolvers. Don't get a revolver. And don't get anything super like don't get one of those big fucking guns you see in like Con Air or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get a Desert Eagle. You know, that big, heavy
like
ass fucking
Smith
gun.
And Wesson.
Or like the guns that fucking Denzel has, you know, in the
Training Day?
Yeah, don't get
they're cool guns.
They're ballers. They're called ballers.
Yeah, I like them.
Ballers.
Yeah, they're custom anyway, but go with a Glock. Someone that we know mutually has one, and I was like, wow, this is really.
Like?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
And it's the trigger is like perfect. Not it doesn't take too much, but it doesn't take you know not enough.
Kick back on it. Nothing. Right.
It's perfect. Kick. One hand that bitch. Do a kill shot.
Don't ever do sideways.
Do a kill shot.
Did you see that guy in Mexico who was taking a selfie with a gun and shot himself and killed himself?
Hence, why you should not.
I would
have a gun.
Never ever do that.
When did the picture go off? Was it like right. Perfect timing?
No. There was no. No, there was. He was dead. He died. But yeah, he did that.
So I guess he didn't get a chance to upload that photo to Facebook yet.
No.
Idiot.
Yeah, that is stupid.
You shouldn't have a gun, man.
I agree, man. I'm scared at the thought of her having a fucking gun.
Maybe
I don't
start
like
with a pellet gun.
I've had pellet guns.
Oh.
I don't believe you.
I have.
What about if you do an acid trip and you get all freaked and you go for your gun?
See, that's what I'm talking
Why
about.
Why would I
Jeez,
do
you're,
that?
You're, first
you're
of all,
a fucking addict.
You're somebody, you're a free spirit.
I am very free.
Okay. I'm not denying. I'm not calling you that.
Okay.
That's all the more reason why you shouldn't have a gun.
She's fun size hit.
You have no, like, constrictions. You're not, you're just a fucking, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you basically live life by each second.
Yeah.
There's no, like, planning. There's no, you don't think about, you know, oh, God.
I think about the consequences of my actions.
After it's already done. You don't think about it so much beforehand.
I do think about it beforehand.
Well, then why you fuck up all the time?
Because you don't.
Because you live for the moment. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm human. Everybody fucks up.
Hold on. There are different types of humans. There are ones that actually prepare, plan, and are organized. You're none of the three.
I'm organized.
No. No, you're not.
I'm so fucking organized.
No, you're not.
How do you figure? Because my brain isn't?
No, it has nothing to do with your brain. Believe me, if your brain was your fucking witness, you would already been put to death. It has nothing to do with your brain.
Jeez.
I'm talking about who you are, the way you are. You can tell that you're not an organized person.
Do you think I would murder someone? Is that what you're saying?
It has nothing to do with murder. I just think you're not mentally fit to carry a firearm.
What the fuck?
Why is that surprising to you?
It's not surprising. It's insulting.
You know what? I can see how that could be insulting.
Okay.
But I can also see how I'm trying to make a valid point.
What is your fucking point?
Let me ask you something.
What?
the four of us in this room all buy guns.
Okay.
Who is most likely to kill their a significant other during an argument?
Marco. I don't have a significant other.
Just imagine why.
If you have one and you got into a bad argument, who's more likely to get their gun?
See, not organized. She couldn't even make the connection that.
Fucking retard.
Shut up. No, I would not. Why do you think I would ruin my life?
Because you're a crazy
for
bitch.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm crazier in other ways. I'm methodical.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the shit I'm fucking talking about.
You don't
about.
Even know how crazy you are.
Yeah, you're fucking out there. You're nuts.
You're not. You guys think I'm so you're much crazier nuts. Than I actually am.
You are fucking out there. You're a loon.
I am not a loon.
You're a loon. You're a frittata. That's it.
What the fuck is a frittata?
It's a nice way of saying you're retarded.
I am not retarded. I drive a car. I'm fine. That's a dangerous
monkeys
weapon.
Have gone into space.
Yeah, but I'm saying driving a car is a responsibility and it's dangerous and all that. And
yeah,
I
so it's flying a fucking rocket into space. And monkeys have done it.
They don't fly the rocket.
No. Oh. They just sit in there and throw shit up against the wall.
I think that I could have a gun. I grew up with guns.
I know you can
life.
Have a gun.
You're not allowed to bring it here if you
yeah,
have a gun.
I know.
You can't carry in New Jersey.
I know you can have a gun. I'm not disputing that. I'm saying I think it's wrong that you will have a gun. I think it's dangerous to you, the people around you. I just don't think it's right.
Are you saying she's irresponsible?
I almost want to fucking go to law school just so I can become a public defender or can you think of the fucking word?
A district attorney?
There you go. And
look
fucking
me, no
prosecute you to the fullest...
For owning a gun that she's allowed to have?
I'm sorry. It's not right. It's not right.
When she applies for a gun permit, they're not going to know that
and you know
hey,
what?
She's retarded.
And this is the problem.
She's whatever you think she
I'm,
is.
I'm not anti-gun by any means. I have no problems
not.
With guns.
I know you're not.
But I think the way they go about it is so fucking wrong in this country. Like every 2 weeks, there's a gun show in Pennsylvania. And you could just, you know, you could pay cash, get your gun. All you need is a valid ID. You don't need no background check, nothing.
Nope.
Not only should there be a background check when you get a gun, whether it's a gun show, and I know they do it at gun shops, they do a background check, but there should be a psychological evaluation per applicant before you get a gun.
That's
because
where you may fail.
That's exactly where you would fail.
I would not fail.
Absolutely you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Not because you're
look,
dumb.
Look, just because,
you're
just
out
because
there.
You play the part when you're at like, you know, your professional life or whatever.
What makes you think I can play the part then?
See what I mean?
These are professionals evaluating you. You're admitting
that you're playing a part. That's my point.
I've guilty. Dumped fucking psychologists
you see what you're,
before.
You just fucking fell into the trap.
It's not a trap.
You are literally admitting that you're playing a part.
I am who I am whenever I feel like being who I am.
No, you're not who you are.
So at this moment, I want to be this person. I'm going to be this person.
You can't do that at work. Don't tell me you do that at work.
No, I'm Missy at work.
Right. But you just said, I am who I am whenever I want.
Yeah.
Well, not at work.
Well, I don't want to. I like my job. I like making money. I don't want to be a different person.
I get
that. So you want to be a different person out of work?
You just contradicted yourself.
Or is it sometimes, at work, you're just more professional?
More professional.
Okay.
I'm a black pig.
I'm a black pig. I'm more professional.
You have to be at work.
And when we're here, I can be more creative. And I can have, it's like a creative outlet. So I can be more myself here than I am anywhere else.
Right. I got you. But the way you talk and the way you say things leads Fob to believe you're not responsible enough to own a gun.
No, you know what? And in all fairness, it's not because of this show.
Oh, it's not.
No, okay. It's because of the few interactions we've had outside of the show when she's had issues and stuff, how she goes about handling them. It shows me that
she had a bad influence.
Huh?
She had a bad influence. I'm not sure what I know.
Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with influences. If don't say that because I don't want to go there. But. Okay. What I'm saying is the times that she's had, you know, she's run, like, let's say, into a crossroads or whatever, how she's handled them before, during, and after it was all said and done, it shows me why there's things that she did where I'm like, now talking about this, about owning a gun, just doesn't make sense to me. Not that it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't seem like a safe bet. I mean, granted, you could spit fucking stats at me all you want. Anyone that owns a gun is more likely to get killed. Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying you specifically, I don't think it's safe for you to own any kind of firearm. Get like nunchucks or some shit.
I have a beater stick.
Or that, or a slapjack, or fucking...
A ninja star.
And I have a
Chinese
taser.
Star. There you go. Get the fucking ones that fire.
I don't know where to get them.
You can get them.
I don't
you
know
can
where
actually, you can go online. They'll tell you exactly where to get them.
I have a taser, though.
They're expensive, though.
No,
they're
I mean...
expensive. They actually cost as much as a fucking gun.
What, a taser?
The ones that fire. Like,
and they, like, stick in you, yeah. And they're like, da-da-da-da-da. I used to want a gun really bad, but I think it was because I couldn't have one. Now, like, I've been able to have my own gun if I move out, like, by myself. Everybody that I would like, want to move, everybody I would live with didn't want a gun in the house. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think they just didn't want you to have a gun in the house.
No. But guns make me nervous. Guns are dangerous. They make me nervous.
Then why would you want one?
I'm fascinated by them, but they also make me nervous. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, would I want one in my possession? Probably not. But if other people have them out and they're, like, showing people, I'm like, oh, let me look at that. And I've used to want one, like, crazy. But then I just stopped wanting one because I don't feel like I need to protect myself against anything. And that's what everybody's excuse always is like, oh, I want – or a hobby or something, you know? And I'm not going to go to the fucking gun range all the time.
But you don't need to collect real guns for a hobby. I mean, that's a bullshit excuse in my opinion. Unless you were in the military and you dealt with all kinds of weapons and you became fascinated with them and then you collect all different types of weapons, that's different. But if you're like a fucking kid out of high school or whatever, or, you know, like a young adult that's never had any military experience, that's fascinated with, you've watched too many fucking action movies. That's why you're fascinated with guns.
Yeah,
and collecting them is a fucking expensive hobby.
Hell yeah.
And also, if you get caught with guns you're not supposed to have, the fucking punishment here is fucking dire.
Is it crazy in New Jersey?
Hell yeah.
I know New Jersey's gun laws are outrageous.
There's a PA woman that has a legal gun permit to carry in PA. She crossed over the bridge, got stopped, didn't have to tell the cops. She said, yeah, I have a gun in my trunk. I got a legal permit. She's going to jail.
It's clearly states.
Well, she's black too, so... They put her in jail.
Just racist. Black motherfucker! It clearly states when you have that document that you cannot cross state lines.
Yeah, a gun owner knows that.
If you want to have a gun permit to go from PA to another, you better have a fucking gun permit for both of those states or else you can't do it. You know, only people that can do that are federal marshals. Like, cops can't even do it. Like, a Jersey cop can't go into Philly with his gun.
Nope.
Can't.
Isn't that what happened to Plaxico Burress a couple of years ago? He had a license for his gun in New Jersey and took it in New York and shot himself in the leg and ended up doing a couple of years for it.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Who carries a gun in sweatpants? Idiot.
You want me to say the word? Missy, that's your cue.
Ow.
The wide nose having motherfuckers.
This show is so racist. Oh man. Yeah, I mean, my girlfriend's fucking great with guns. She goes to the firing range all the time. Which makes me a little nervous.
Does she really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's well versed in firearms. Not just handguns.
It's good to know.
When she
gets you a shitty present this year, I'm not gonna say a word about it.
She's even good like with the rifles and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Rifles fucking as big as her.
Well, I mean, you can get different size rifles. You know, she has like a little toy pop gun. No.
Sawed off shotgun.
No, but like I'm impressed.
She knows how to handle it?
Yeah, sure. She knows how to handle it. All right.
Nice.
No, she really knows the gun etiquette of, like, she knows exactly, you know, you have to take classes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When they teach you, they show you how to hold your firearm. You always have it, you know, pointed down. Same thing with the rifle. Never want to have it like on your shoulder like they do in the fucking movies.
Like the Wild West.
Yeah, because You could be outdoors. You could be indoors. If there's stairs around you, you fire up. You could hit something or somebody. So it's always pointing to the ground. I mean, and, you know, finger off the trigger. You know, hunting. I used to go hunting with my dad, and I used to watch. I used to follow my dad and his friends. You know, when I was real young, I was basically the beagle. You know what I mean? Like, I retrieved the dead fucking ducks and shit.
You sniffed it out.
Right, yeah.
Got a little fork.
I smell hot sauce. No, but, like, I'd watch them. They'd walk in tandem, and they basically are sweeping, like, you know, the whole walkway. They're walking in tandem. You know, one's, like, a little bit behind the other, and they both know that they can't cross a certain – they never shoot in each other's direction. It's like my dad will have one half – and his friend will have the other half. Or if there's multiple people, they kind of spread out. Almost like birds do, which is funny, you know. But that's for like hunting, you know, pheasant and ducks and shit like that. If you're hunting deer, completely different story.
Oh, yeah.
That's a waiting game. Yeah, you don't fucking, unless you know how to fly, you don't fucking move.
You sit in a tree stand or.
Yeah, or you just fucking sit for hours and just be ready. And you can't make a fucking noise, not even the littlest fucking noise. You'd be fucked if you clear your throat.
No, I'm done.
There won't be no fucking deer for
miles. I don't even hunt. What's the point?
You're hungry.
I can't even fish.
I scared a fish away.
Holy mackerel. I can't even catch a mackerel. No, it's a lot of shit, man, to you know. And it is fucking scary the first time you, like, fire a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, your nerves are just like...
Yeah, I've never had interest in owning a gun. Just, I don't know. Like, I would like to fire one. I've never fired a gun before.
Just go to gun range. You don't need a license for that.
No.
I mean, your license. That's it.
But, yeah, I've never really had interest in owning a gun.
Insurance. I mean, it's fun. It really is fun. It's fun to fire a weapon. I'm not going to lie. I think it's, you know, you get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it's like, all right, I'm shooting at the same.
Yeah.
I want to shoot at people now. You know what I mean? Like, no, I mean, like, you know, you get that same target and you go, goes back and forth. They put a new one on. It's just like, yeah, I get it. You know,
can you put somebody's face on the target?
I'm sure you could. I mean, you're not allowed to walk over that thing. You're not allowed to hop over that thing, but man, the shit's fucking loud though. Yours gonna be ringing for a while,
mm-hmm.
You know. Even with the fucking things on, after a while, you just get that, you know.
Miss, if you could put one of our faces on your target, who would you choose?
Come on, dude. Is that is that a fucking
all day?
Chris asked it on purpose.
We're on radio, so pointing doesn't do
Fabio.
Anything.
Fabio and Kalingo.
Are you an asshole? I don't want people to know my fucking last name.
Oops.
Give out my fucking job. What, you want my address and my PIN number too?
No. I'll find it.
Lucky I don't have a fucking gun on me.
I ain't afraid of you.
Should be.
I'm not.
Should be.
Not.
Should be.
Not.
Should be.
Not.
Should be.
No guns in my house.
Nice place, nigga.
Not that I'm anti-gun. I'm not cleaning up a bloodstain.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Andrew Lisa wants to know when Fab.
Here we go again. The other fucking idiot in the room.
So Fab,
known him the longest. Still can't get my name right.
When you're a stupid motherfucker. You know that?
I pictured him saying your name because he always
says faggots.
When Fab's dad,
he calls me Fab. Just so you know, Andrew Lisa.
Yeah,
he does.
I know, but the other night, the last time we met, he was like, "Where's Fab?"
You'd like that, faggot.
When Fob's dad took him skiing, did he have to wear a little barrel full of whiskey? Yeah, skiing.
Who the fuck went skiing?
He never went skiing.
I don't know. It says skiing here in the tweet.
Andrew. Andrew Lisa.
Lay off the drugs.
Yeah. Maybe the beard's grown in your ears.
No skiing.
Skiing?
Let's replace that with hunting.
Hunting.
Yeah, skiing.
# failed joke.
See also career.
Oh my god.
Hold my drink, bitch.
could have been an autocorrect thing.
It could have been.
Skiing and hunting, yeah.
I'm trying.
You're trying to defend, though.
Hey, that's a good one. No, wait, I'm not finished holding my side. Oh, that's something.
Hey, when he does misfire, we take advantage of it. Should I read it over the drum?
Guess what? It's not that compelling.
Killing him.
I swear to God, you're worthless.
Holy shit.
He's probably fucking stoned out of his mind. Leave him alone.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't shock me.
Skiing.
Fuck. Thank you for that. He did hashtag it hunting beagle.
Hunting beagle. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if his fan base knows how Jewish he really is.
Last time I saw him, I said something about him being Jewish, and he got all angry. He's like, I'm not fucking Jewish.
I think he wants to call in. Yeah, Andrew, you can call in, buddy.
Yep, time for break.
Whenever you want there, pal. Oh, man.
Why is he asking for permission to call in?
Because I don't know.
Why are you reading it? I don't know. Why are you reading his permission?
I thought he was going to have a response. It wasn't quite a response. I think he thinks we don't like him. He's kind of been MIA.
He hasn't been MIA.
No? When's the last time...
He you guys in. Just fucking saw him.
I'm like, talking about from the show, the calls or anything like that.
Dude, he's a family man. He hasn't abandoned his kid like you have yet.
I would never.
Marco.
give him Marco, some fucking credit.
Marco.
I wonder where
your
this is going.
Your gay son is on you, buddy.
Oh, fuck.
Seriously, you guys want to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, you take a break. It's too late. What's he going to do?
All right.
Oh, he
call in after the break.
Yeah. Call in after the break, douche.
He said he's trying to call and nobody's answering.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have it on mute, so I didn't really say it until afterwards.
Jeez. All right. We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. You do that every week.
We're back.
We're back.
It's like we have to wind you.
We're back.
We're there.
We are back. Knockers. Bob, did you read the article about Michael Jackson?
No. Are you going to read it to me?
It's basically had, it's coming out now that he had code words for sex, according to the latest two people that say molested him.
New two people?
Yeah. Well, one of them's, I guess he was his choreographer. No, he was in Sync's choreographer, you know?
Oh, I know his name, actually. He's who Britney Spears cheated on Justin Timberlake with.
I don't know all that, but
I thought that was Fred Durst.
Mm-mm. It was, he had an MTV dance show.
I'm a homo.
He was pretty huge at one point. I forget his name, though. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm Rick James.
Yeah, that song. Oh, I can't remember his name. Anyway,
they're saying that when Michael wanted something sexual, he had
riblets. I want riblets. Wade Robson.
Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Wade Robson?
Yeah.
Basically, when his code word for semen.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, ready?
Jojo juice.
Duck butter.
Duck butter?
Is that what you guys were talking about?
Yeah, duck butter.
So wait, he would ask for duck butter?
He would insinuate, yeah, that he wants...
I need duck butter.
He wants semen. His own or the other?
His own.
Well, he wants he wants the kid to jack him off or suck his dick or... He would also scratch the inside of the hand with his finger of the kid. He'd hold the kid's hand. And
I used to do that to the girl.
Yeah. That's a universal.
You hold
their
hand and just like, you know, tickle their palm.
Mm-hmm.
God.
That would signify that he wanted
creepo.
He's a fucking creep.
That is so creepalicious.
Yeah.
You're a creepster.
That is so creepy.
Duck butter.
Duck butter? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. You figure a lot of the stories that came out against him were kind of bullshit, mm-hmm. but who makes up duck butter?
It's pretty fucking detailed.
Yeah.
Duck butter.
Did he have a different code word for each child? Like...
And he described his erection as bright light brick city.
Brick or brick?
Brick.
Brick city.
Bright light brick city.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
That's,
a fucking creep.
Blame it on the duck butter.
But I have slept with many children.
Oh, God. Man, he's so fucking disgusting.
Something's wrong with that guy. Or was.
So he's just going to hear, like, it's just going to never end for the rest of eternity.
No, because he's making more money dead than...
Oh, yeah.
He's so like Tupac.
They sue the estate and that's it. They'll probably give him some money.
Seriously, dude? Duck butter?
Duck butter.
That's fucking disgusting.
I need something with duck butter. Oh, my banana.
Oh, God.
Bright lights, brick city.
So disgusting.
That's what he called his dick.
Bright lights, brick city.
Like, what the fuck? A kid would be like, huh? Like, that's not even... Like, it was a kid, right?
Rocket pop.
Do you feel like people are just making shit up at this point?
I don't know, man. Because like, I guess you could. I guess it would be easy to make up a story considering he called his kid Blanket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, these guys both went on tour with him. It's documented that he took him around the world.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they call it these days?
And they bathed in duck butter.
Ew. Ah, damn,
it's good
Marco.
For the skin.
That's out of line.
Oh.
Do you believe this shit?
You are entirely too gay.
Duck butter. Oh, Lord.
Duck butter.
Fuck, man.
Don't let him near the kid. He wants to rear your child.
Oh, God. That's so disgusting.
What an asshole.
What a duck butter covered asshole. You think his nose ever came off when he was giving a kid head?
Oh, it had to.
Just like... Yep. Fell off.
He probably took it off.
Oh, God. You imagine that?
He probably nose fucked them.
Yeah, stick it. That
was going there.
That's pretty gross.
Stick it in my nose hole.
Fill my cavity with duck butter.
Ew. Fuck. Ew.
Duck butter.
Hee hee.
I'm so glad he's dead.
Did he?
What a fucking creep.
Do you know where your children are? Yeah. They're in my trunk.
They're in my nose.
Covered in duck butter.
Ugh, God.
Jesus juice.
Macaulay Culkin used to be like his best friend, right? Mm. So like, has he ever...
Have you seen Macaulay Culkin lately?
I have.
You see what he looks like?
He's a mess. Yeah.
He's like 3 pounds.
Yeah, he's so skinny. He's disgusting.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on
probably because he had drugs. A diet of duck butter growing up.
Oh, God. But he's never come out and said anything again.
Do you think he'd want to, though? Would you? Let me ask you. Would you, if you were like a popular child actor and you hung around Michael Jackson, right? And you were a boy. And... You know, you got older, you're in your like 20s or whatever. Would you, after all the shit that went down with him, at this point, wouldn't you just let it rest?
Probably.
Because you don't want the embarrassment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would fucking, I wouldn't say a word at this
point.
But
did he rally behind him when all these allegations were
behind
him?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
He would have been. Nobody wants to be involved with that. It's bad enough he hung out with
his own family didn't rally around him. But honestly, you didn't hear his name at all. And I would think that if he did come to his like aide or whatever and say,
AIDS.
He was like, you know, if he said, oh no, he treated me great and never had these problems. I don't know what these people were talking about. You would have heard his name in the media at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
But he didn't say a word, so he probably.
I feel like it was such a long, strong out scandal. That,
well,
like,
I mean, look, man,
died.
the fucking kid, like, described his dick, his bright lights, brick city, to a T. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fuck.
Had glitter on it. It was black and white. It's black. It's white.
I think somebody also accused him of having a vagina also, like a dick and a vagina.
Okay, that's insane.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy. What are you talking about? Talking about Paley J?
No, I'm talking about MJ.
MJ and Duck Butters. It's a new group.
Duck Butter.
If you think about all his hit songs, they all have a new meaning.
I know.
Beat it. Because he wanted the duck butter. You have to beat it. Thriller. Showered in duck butter. It was a thriller. Think about it. Billie Jean.
Oh, yeah.
Billy. Really? Billie Jean.
Duck butter.
He meant he got into Billy's jeans is what he meant.
Smooth criminal.
He was. He was the smoothest criminal.
He wasn't that smooth. He got caught.
Well, he got caught eventually, but he was smooth for a long time.
Yeah,
the way you make me feel. Dropping that duck butter.
Did he write his own music or did people write it for him?
I'm sure people wrote it for him.
He wrote some.
Yeah.
Bad. He's been bad.
Yeah.
That song could have been naughty. You ain't naughty. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. Wasn't Wesley Snipes in that video?
Yeah. Yeah. And that other guy from New York Undercover, Spanish guy. Forget his name.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He was like the other leader of the gang.
Yeah. Not the one with the roller skates, though.
No.
God, I'm trying to think of other songs. Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror. Boy in the Mirror.
Yeah. Leave Me Alone.
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana.
What did that mean?
Yeah, what did that mean?
It's one of the boys' moms.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
She was a whistleblower.
She won't let him spend the night.
Cock blocker.
She was a whistleblower. She's like,
dirty bitch. I heard a rumor, though, and I don't know if it's true. I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard it, too, because it was so long ago.
I don't know.
That Michael Jackson was dating Pamela Anderson, though.
Never heard that.
You didn't? I heard
Never
that.
Never heard
took
that.
Took her to a, didn't he take her to an awards or something like that?
I think that was Madonna.
Really?
Madonna? Yeah, Madonna and him went to a award. But apparently they used to have like rendezvous like late at night.
I don't believe that at all. I can never find the truth in that.
But I think
he floated some money to some media outlet, said, spread this rumor around.
Or they showed up somewhere together, just, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Save face.
So, secret, so, Mike, why don't you give Pam some duck butter? Ew. No.
Girls are disgusting.
She got titty balls. Ew.
Fucking faggot.
Wow, that's pretty sick, man. Is this a recent story?
This is recent. This is as recent as
who
yesterday.
Broke the news?
I think TMZ. Oh, there's Andrew. TMZ, I believe, broke it.
Wow.
Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, what was that video where every step that Michael Jackson took, it lit up the sidewalk? White?
Billie Jean.
That was just the duck butter splattering off the bottom of the
fucking shoe. That was his Big Lights, or what was it?
Big Lights Brick City.
Big Lights Brick City. Oh, my God. Dude, how much creepier is Michael Jackson to you now hearing that shit?
I can never listen to him again, dude. It's fucking disgusting.
It really is fucking disturbing. Oh, my God. Duck butter. I can't look at duck sauce or butter ever again.
No.
Don't ruin duck sauce for me.
Quack, quack. Guess what duck sauce
is? The problem is you can hear him saying it in that voice. I need duck butter. Like,
Wonder how many eyes he's permanently shut with duck butter.
Macaulay Culkin is Macaulay is just completely drained of duck butter. He has none.
Yeah, he has none left. So he really does look like he's HIV positive.
Oh yeah,
he looks horrible,
bad shape.
I mean,
he's
probably
like one of those fucking Ebola doctors in Sierra Leone.
it's probably from all the torture he must have went through. I mean, what about the other? Wasn't Webster with Mike
for a while? Yeah.
Well, Webster was like 40 years old, wasn't he?
He was too old.
He was too old.
Yeah.
Midget duck butter.
Macaulay looks like if you draped a leather jacket over a doctor's office skeleton.
Oh my God, is Macaulay? Oh no, no, it's just a skeleton. You know what? That's kind of ironic because he did Home Alone. He probably should have been left alone.
If you look closely.
I feel like I got dicked over on my Twitter joke. You fucking didn't let him finish. It wasn't a great joke. Fob said when his dad took him hunting, dude, I wasn't busting on you. You said your dad treated you like you were the hunting beagle. You had to go fetch the ducks and shit. I was saying when he took you skiing, did he make you wear a little barrel full of whiskey around your neck like that avalanche? That's all.
Marco didn't translate it. And besides, I was just breaking your balls, dude. I was just having fun with it.
I read it how
you
it said
like,
it.
You were like, what'd you find that joke in your Jew beard?
Wow, you're mixing insults now.
I know. I'm listening out here, and I'm just like, I can't get through. I'm like, no, he didn't read the context. Well.
No, I was just busting your balls, but the way Marco read it though was I was confused.
No problem.
Because Marco
like the last 3 weeks since I saw fucking both of the Lenasco brothers at the same time when I was probably on my worst behavior probably in 10 years. And then I was embarrassed for 3 weeks. I was like, I'm just going to fucking lay low.
Yeah, you were pretty ripped.
Holy shit, Jesus Christ. Let me never fucking... let me never... Either I never do cocaine again, or I do it and sew my lips together with fucking hospital sutures.
I heard you were doing lines of duck butter off the bar.
I had duck butter just coming out of my mouth.
You're pretty touchy, too. Very touchy.
Touchy as in... What do you mean touchy? Touchy as in touchy-feely?
Like punching you and...
Touchy-feely, yeah, not touchy. Touchy mean like he's got an attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what you meant.
Dude, did you fart?
I did.
Somebody
Holy
farted.
Shit. Fucking I'm going to fucking vomit, dude.
Can I open the door?
Andrew, Marco just fucking laid a goddamn...
It smells like duck butter.
I'm sad that you know what that smells like.
Came out of his ass.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Marco made it smell like Hotel Rwanda in there.
Oh my god. Oh, it smells like a Haitian elevator in here. Holy shit, this is bad.
Oh my god, dude.
Dude, what the fuck did you eat?
You better throw that fucking chair out.
Yo, seriously? Yeah, seriously? I think you might have prostate cancer. Oh, my God.
He's got khakis on, dude. Remember, stand up.
Remember we were talking about earlier, before we started the show, what a dead body could smell like? I figured it out.
I'm going to fucking throw up. It's disgusting.
It smells like when Henry Hill had to fucking dig up the body.
Yeah. I found a wing.
Hey, look, Henry. Holy shit, dude. That's fucking foul. Did you forget?
What happened? You just took a break, Marco. You got to get that out of your system on the break, right?
I didn't have it. I wasn't ready.
Dude, are you sure you didn't accidentally bring your kid's diaper? Holy fuck.
It smells like baby poop.
Holy shit, dude. That's bad. That smells like illness.
Well, I was feeling sick all day.
Oh, my God.
I hope you shit your pants.
I hope he didn't, because we're going to have to smell for the rest of the fucking
I think we're smelling this for the rest of the show.
Is that going away? Is that going away?
It's still lingering.
It is? Ugh. I can't smell. I'll puke.
Wafting.
Andrew, you called the perfect fucking time, too. Holy shit, dude. What the fuck?
Fellas, it's real hard for me to hear, man. I don't know if fucking Marco's asshole melted the audio, but it's real hard for me.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out, Andrew.
Yeah, you guys are cutting in and out, too. What about now, man?
This sounds better.
I think Marco's asshole melted the audio equipment.
I think it's right on the mic.
It's malfunctioning.
Oh, no.
Oh, shh. God,
it still stinks.
It smells bad.
This is one of my best.
This is a large room for you to, like, get... This whole fucking room filled with your stank.
Damn, dude. The fuck is wrong with you?
I think how Andrew's just patiently
waiting.
I
can taste it.
See, that's what I don't want. I don't want to taste it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God. It's like...
Okay, did it go away yet?
I can't smell it.
You can't smell your...
I love my own brand.
Fucking.
It's a mixture of broccoli and...
I think I have some.
Andrew, if I can describe the smell, did you ever see Captain Phillips?
No.
You know the did you ever see the preview where the Somalian that comes on the boat and hijacks the boat? It smells like his gums would smell.
I would rather bury my nose in his armpit than smell this.
We need that shit that they put under their nose in a fucking morgue. You know, like they did in Silence of the Lambs. Holy fuck, dude. I think it's on my fingers.
Put the lotion in
the bag. Oh my god.
Whatever lotion Missy just put on, I could smell now.
Yeah, I just put a lot on.
You got a candle?
I wish. I want to do more. Do you want to put some on? It'll make it go away.
I'm going to squirt it up my nose.
I just put some on underneath my
Rub
nose.
Rub some on your upper lip.
I just went like that.
Andrew, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is nasty.
I'm glad.
You guys are recovering?
We're trying, man.
I'm like teary-eyed now.
Smells like a fucking World War One trench in there.
They just opened fucking King Tut's fucking tomb.
This is where you need your pain mask.
Oh my god! It
smells like rotting Brussels sprouts.
You know what it is? I ate broccoli. It's broccoli. Yeah,
broccoli makes you gas.
It does. I'll never eat it.
That doesn't smell like fucking broccoli.
That's
dude.
Broccoli and cheese, bro.
And that eggs? Is, not is there eggs in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there's. Keep going, Miss. You're hitting
dead them. Body.
3-year-old steak.
Duck butter.
No duck butter.
Oh.
What the fuck?
That was rancid.
That was nasty, dude.
That was bad.
That might have been. You literally brought the show to a screeching fucking.
I apologize to Andrew for ruining his phone call.
He did that the minute he dialed.
Holy shit!
Fellas, for some reason, the audio sounds like what I imagine the cockpit footage from the Malaysian flight over the Ukraine sounded like before it crashed.
Is it really that bad?
Yelling. So I'm gonna punch out, man. Yeah, I can't really hear, so I'm going to punch out. I think Marco's asshole ruined my call.
All right, brother.
Wait, I hear you guys now, kind of. What the fuck?
Your shitty phone.
Is it my shitty phone? I guess maybe it is.
Download Skype to your phone.
Yeah, download Skype to your phone.
Yeah, in the future, Andrew, we're going to get rid of the number, and we're just going to have people Skype in, whether it's from your phone or your computer, whatever, wherever you're at.
And don't worry, Skype's free, you Jew.
All right, well, I'm going to go Skype in then. Can I do that now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to Skype in. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Holy shit.
That was a bad one.
Wow. I have a headache.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been taking any oxygen for the last 10 minutes.
I haven't. I have my fingers up my nose to try and block it.
I'll leave the room next time. That was a bad one.
I was wondering what was great.
If you're going to leave the room, like go into the bathroom or something. I don't want you to kill my cat. Okay. He'll be hiding under a bed for a month.
Fuck, dude.
Whew.
That was some nasty shit.
That was some bad shit.
Man.
Don't eat broccoli ever.
No, that's bad. I rarely do.
All right.
I rarely do.
Broccoli's not good.
It's not. It got me. I don't feel too hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never
Did
tell
you
by
eat
the
Chinese
scent.
Chinese food or something?
No.
That smells. Ow! It smells like a Chinese food dumpster, like behind it. Oh, man.
Whew.
I'm scared to take a deep breath.
You're all right. You're good.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Don't take a deep breath. No, I'm breathing in like small increments.
All right, that's what I'm doing, but this headache
is so bad. Like Lamaze class.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
You wake up with pink eye. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Don't even say that, man.
That's not possible, right?
No, you got to be playing Who's at the Door with him. Who's at the door?
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
I think Andrew felt frustrated he couldn't hear us.
Holy shit, dude. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Boy.
I saw you too, going like that. Yeah. I don't know what you were. I thought you were like waving at something. I'm like looking around, and then next thing you know, it hit me. I was like, "Whoa!"
Hit all of us at the same time, which is
it's like a Mike Tyson uppercut,
right? Whoa! Thought it turned Chinese.
It's like whoa. That's a bad one.
That was bad.
I can't even hear it. I wanted to put it up on the mic.
Should at least tried. I'll laugh one day if you do it and you
shit
squeeze
myself.
So hard and. A nugget falls out.
All day today, I had this fucking pain in my stomach, and I was scared to fart because I didn't want to shit myself at work.
Why didn't you just go in the bathroom and
poop? I did. I would go, and it'd be like a big puff of air. Poof.
You're going to have a nothing. Close encounter of the turd kind.
And then you decided to eat broccoli to calm your stomach down?
I ate broccoli the night before.
Oh, God damn. So it's residual.
It's hanging in there. Yeah, it's hanging in there.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's like a crypt.
It's like all decayed.
Oh.
Trying to come out. Exactly. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to fucking throw up. Between duck butter and that.
What are you thinking? Don't think about it.
I'm not. I'm thinking about fucking unicorns and fucking rainbows.
Rainbows, yep. And Rita's water ice.
Ow.
There you go. And Rita's water ice. I thought I heard a fart too, but I was like, no, no. Yeah.
Was that a fart? I can taste it. Is that onion? Onion and ketchup.
Fuck, man. Oh, man. God damn.
Sorry. Filmed up for a while.
You have no idea how nauseous I am right now.
You never stuck yourself out? You never, like, farted and stuck yourself out?
No. No. I mean, there's been farts that were bad, but they last for, like, 3 seconds and then it's over. This is unholy.
I got crap on
you. I have the worst headache. Is this how you feel?
A little bit. A little
woozy. A little woozy.
Chris seems fine. Are you fine?
I'm okay now. I don't smell it anymore.
Chris smells shit all day.
Chris is eyes still watery.
I just shat myself.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude.
That was a bad one.
Good God.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
Well, Andrew was on the phone.
We were talking about his cocaine fucking spiraling binge out of control. Intake.
Yeah.
And then Marco just
changed everything forever.
Unleashed the beast.
Wow, man.
That was a bad one.
Holy shit, dude. That was fucking bad. Whew.
I feel good though now.
Yeah. Show was moving along nicely, and it's like your mom caught you jerking off. Just stopped everything. It's just like, fuck it. Man.
Whew. Duck butter.
Oh, man, I'm going to pass out.
Please don't pass out here.
Missy, if you want to go get some air, go ahead.
Yeah, go get some air. Look at her.
She's green. Yeah, go get some air. It is a little musty in here.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
I guess because we're guys, we're used to this.
Yeah, but I've never been in a locker room and smelled this bad. I mean, and you're talking like, you know, feet, sweat, heat. That's bad.
Yeah. Bad.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
That's bad.
That was a bad one. One of my best.
Wow.
When God. I mean best, I mean worst.
Damn. Wow.
Oh, dude, I've been holding it in all day.
So it's been simmering.
It's been simmering. I've been walking.
Your asshole's been working as a crock pot all day.
It has. It has.
So you just lifted the lid.
I sneak into the bathroom, and then by the time I stand up, the feeling goes away. It's when you sit down. Whew.
Man.
Not on.
That's fucking rank. Like glossy eyed and
can't recover from this.
No.
Nah, yeah.
Just shit yourself. Nah, yeah.
Is that you?
Nah, yeah.
That was nasty. Good God.
You're not allowed to eat on Wednesdays and Thursdays anymore.
Dude, what is, oh my God, what is your fucking finale going
to
be?
That's it, man. I think I'm not going to do that to you again.
How are you going to finish the show? You going to take your fucking socks off and clip your toenails now? Marker's got the grossest fucking toenails I've ever seen on a human. Like, and I have like, what do you call it?
I get them a pedicure now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Faggot.
It feels good for the massage part's nice.
Because I remember, like, you know, I remember one time, like, he had a hole in his sock and one towel was hanging out.
Just, like, peeking through?
Yeah. It was, like, one towel was out. And it was, like, it was probably because
that was
of
my coke toe. That was
fucking ape.
It would have been your coke toe if the other fought it and looked exactly the same.
It's my cocaine.
My God. Yeah, your big toe is scary as fuck, dude. It's like an upside down shovel. It's so nasty.
I get him.
You'd be a hell of a kickboxer.
Yeah, I get a pedicure now.
Imagine all the stitches you'd cause on people.
I keep them fresh. All right, miss?
I feel better.
Good. Did you go breathe?
Yeah,
She went and stuck her head in the cat litter box.
I had yawned so bad, and I was holding it in, I was like, I'm going to fucking piss out. I just yawned the whole entire time I was out there.
You'd have been breathing in fibers.
Jesus.
Shit fibers.
We could play the pass-out game.
I would have lost or won, whatever. I would have passed out first. Yeah.
Do you know that game where they're breathing heavy? They like breathe for 20.
It's like a new thing now, right?
Yeah, that's not smart. That's not smart at all. That video is pretty fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
I'm going to bring fucking smelling salts from work.
Yeah.
I'd rather fucking snort ammonia than smell that shit again.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll take Clorox bleach right now and put it on my upper lip.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if it burns it off. I don't care.
It would fuck your skin up.
I don't care. It stinks in here.
Fuck, I would draw a turd mustache on my face.
You'd give yourself a dirty Sanchez.
Looks like I'm going to make sure I bring a candle next week.
Yeah, please bring a candle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to burn the house down.
I say nose plugs.
That'll work.
Or those dust masks.
I'll say nasally, though.
The dust masks.
Like the SARS,
we'll
mask.
We'll all be Bing Cat. And you couldn't even smell it, huh?
Oh, I smelled it.
Oh, you just didn't
care. I know it was bad. I was hoping it didn't get to you.
You lie.
That was funky shit.
That was funky.
It was a bad one.
I think you should go get a colonoscopy.
Yeah, no shit, dude. I'm telling you, you have cancer.
Jesus.
I'm going to have to fucking fumigate my house.
That's a cancer smell right there. That's like...
that's horrible.
I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go.
I know I'm going. I'm going right there.
It's like I lost my eyesight.
I hope you shit your pants on the way home.
You never know, Chris. If I do...
Remember, a year ago we talked about that story, the guy that gave his wife a Dutch oven and killed her?
Yes.
That could be your life.
You know what, dude? You wouldn't go to jail for that, you know?
You wouldn't?
No.
She's worth more dead than alive.
You wouldn't go to jail for that. It'd be an accidental death. Who goes to prison for a Dutch oven? And if you did go to prison, dude, you'd be the baddest motherfucker there. No one wants to bunk with you.
Wouldn't it be involuntary manslaughter, though?
No, it's an accidental death.
No, it's not.
Well, it's not really accidental that you held her head under the covers.
If she has if there's marks on her, if you left marks on her of force, that's different.
When they have sex.
What you do is you wait till she goes to sleep. Then you put the blanket over and you just start whatever you ate, eat that. And unload in there, you know.
Broccoli and cheese.
Get a Mylar fucking blanket. You know those metal ones that seals in everything, all the goodness. Like a Hot Pocket sleeve.
Be like, why do you have this Mylar blanket,
sir? It keeps you warm.
Firemen use it.
Yeah.
It keeps you warm. Put a tube up your ass and run the other end to her nose.
Like an enema. Oh shit, dude. That's what I'm writing when I listen back to the show and I have to write everything down. I'm just gonna put Marco shits his pants. Because
you should go get an enema or something. There's blockage or something.
There's
in
not
there.
Blockage.
No, there's no
some type of
I wish there was blockage.
There's a chicken wing.
Was that a fat joke?
There should be you should have an X-ray.
That was a butt joke. You should go get an X-ray. Do you have a car up there?
It'll smell better.
Oh, my God, dude. That's fucking nasty. Mm. And that shit went that way, too. It came right around and slapped me in the fucking face.
Because Chris, me, you, we were all like, what the fuck
happened? It was like watching the fucking Zapruder film. Chris's head goes, then Missy's head goes, and then mine goes
back and to the left.
Holy shit. Well, there's a magic bullet. The magic bullet theory is real.
It is.
You just hit three people with one shot.
And I lost the hair on my nose.
God damn. Whew. Dude, homeless people don't smell this fucking bad. And they actually shit themselves.
I had stomach issues all day. I knew it was going to happen.
I'm telling you, man, there's something wrong with you.
Nah, just today it's been bad.
Cheese.
No more broccoli.
Broccoli.
What kind of cheese?
Rotted cheese.
Moldy blue?
Cheese. Moldy cheese.
Something to mention was orange with blue in it.
Was it hot?
Yeah, it was warm broccoli, warm cheese.
So was it like a Stouffer's drawn or something like that?
It was not a Stouffer's drawn.
It's like
it was
Velveeta cheese melted on it.
Yeah, it was like a Green Giant John.
Okay. Yeah, they're banging.
Yeah. I don't eat broccoli much, so.
No, me neither, because broccoli is the devil.
I love broccoli, but I've never fucking, never left that mark.
I've never killed three people with broccoli.
I mean, I almost died. That was a near-death experience. The last time I ate broccoli,
same result. Same
yeah,
result.
Don't eat broccoli anymore.
I thought it was a fluke, but apparently it's not.
That was dead.
Is there gluten
wild.
In broccoli?
Fuck cares.
Maybe you're celiac.
Something.
Celiac. That was nasty, dude.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, that was so trifling.
You have some serious fucking problems.
If it continues,
no wonder why your week. Wife won't fuck you. Oh my god!
You can smell the obesity. It's amazing.
Fuckers got to go. Fuckers got to go.
Oh man,
got to go. Now clean my brown eye.
Oh man. Whew. I have exercised the demons. Just end the show.
You might as well, man, because I'm sick. I'm not kidding. I have like a little bit of nausea going on right now.
I did bad.
You ruined the show.
I really, really just thought I was going to pass out.
I just feel like...
Took you out of your game?
Marco! Marco! Marco!
I might have a nugget in there.
Ew.
No, I'm just playing.
Really?
No.
Shit.
Damn, nigga!
Yeah, you really... Oof, man, you really fucked up. You really fucked up.
I should have left it for later.
There's nothing good about what you do or who you are.
Oh, Lord.
The fuck, dude?
Fumigate the room, Chris.
You gotta open up all these windows.
Fuck that, I'm gonna burn the house down.
No shit, dude. You better pray for electrical fire now.
When you tried to sell it, was there a death in here? You're gonna have a psychic come in here and do a reading. I smell death. In this room.
Ugh, you're dirty.
You're dirty.
You're dirty. Man, dude. I just can't get it out, man. It's like I don't know. I feel like it's in my nose.
You
like
gonna take a shower when you go home?
I gotta take the shower head off and blast it up my fucking nostrils with like scalding hot water. Good fucking god! What happened?
I don't know.
Get one of those neti pots. Nutty pot the shit out of it.
No, don't say shit.
Yeah.
No more shit.
There's shit up there.
My ass is killing me. I need help. Yeah.
So, like, when you've gotten a colonoscopy, right?
Yeah.
All right, don't be excited about it.
Like, hell yeah! All day, every day.
Yeah! That was awesome.
Fucking turn into Al Pacino. Hoo-ah! So, when a doc puts his finger up your butt, right?
That's not a colonoscopy.
Oh, wait. What's that?
That's just a
Friday night.
Hey, now.
Hey. Holy Santa Claus.
That's
shit.
A prostate check.
Okay. When you get your prostate checked, right? Doc sticks a finger up your butthole. Mm-hmm. Does he pull out and there's like shit on it?
No.
No? Don't lie.
No, they don't.
Do they wiggle it around inside your butt?
They go like this. In a circle.
They do? I was just playing.
No, they go like this. They put it in, they go like this and feel around to make sure it's not swollen.
So they move like the asshole too? Like they stretch the asshole out?
No. They use, I don't know which finger because I wasn't looking back.
Hopefully the thumb.
Probably your index finger. Your biggest finger, I would think.
Just, my advice would be go to a woman because they have smaller hands and smaller fingers.
Oh, there you go. And it's less gay.
Did you go to a woman?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
She was dykey though.
Was she really?
Yeah. Was it embarrassing?
Yeah.
Did you jerk off in the car when you left?
Pull your pants down. Did you clench?
Did I clench? No.
Did you almost break her finger? No. How could you not clench? I would clench.
Well, at first, she's like, you got to relax. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
This is my first time.
did you get your wife to, like, prep you?
No. Practice?
Yeah.
No.
Make sure it's loose.
What the fuck just happened?
They use a gel also.
Oh, man. I have to go to the gynecologist, and I tense up when I go to that. I couldn't imagine someone going in my ass.
I'm sure the gynecologist.
Even when you're tense, he could fit his head in.
Shut up. It's a girl.
Hello.
And it
hurts. Is this a Pink Floyd song? Hello, hello. Is there anybody in there? I am helping. Get me out.
So am I.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Fuck both of you.
Do you go every year like you're supposed to?
I have to go every couple of months.
Do you really? Mm. That sucks.
It's horrible.
That sucks. Yeah. So, like, I don't understand something. So, what's with all the fucking utensils? Like, I saw salad tongs.
Yeah.
By the way, I broke in a gynecologist.
They look like, and this is so gross because of the conversation earlier, they kind of look like a duck bill.
Duck butter.
Yeah. So it goes in the vagina, but it goes far enough to where they have to crank it open so that they can open up the cervix.
So it's like a shucker.
Dude, it's like sucks. A clam shucker. I hate it. Yeah, I hate it.
So basically they go in and just... I mean, obviously this way, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, still though.
But not far, like only like that much, you know, like a really little bit.
So is it safe to say that when someone's at the dentist's office and they have their mouth pried open, it like looks the same except you don't have teeth in your vagina? Does it look like, does it probably have like a similar image?
No.
No?
No. 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 Fuck no.
Okay.
No, no way. It's like, it's not pain as much as it's pressure.
It probably looks square when they open it, right?
It probably
because
does.
Of the things pushing up against it.
Yeah, because the cervix is like
so
a
she probably has a rectangular box.
No.
No, like not you, like everybody. Like when they open the up. No, just when they open it up. Like when you see the outline of things pushing up against the top and the bottom because it's flat, right?
It's round.
Oh, it's rounded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's like an oval then.
Yeah, it's like an oval.
Okay.
It's like a shoehorn. Looks like.
It does look like a shoe.
Right? Does it really? Oh, my God.
And then they stick this really long Q-tip up there and scrape it.
See, don't say that because I'm imagining like a lens.
It's like
and then just like turning it.
It's like as long as a straw.
Oh.
Probably.
Oh, it's like a culture thing.
Yeah it's a culture thing.
It's like CSI. We take some of your DNA. Sucks.
They don't stick the whole thing in there.
They go third
it
knuckle.
It sucks. I hate it. I hate being a girl when it comes to that. I hate it.
Now, do they do anything else? See, I'm imagining Operator, the game. You know what I mean? Like you got to go in with the thing and you pull shit out. You know,
if he hits the sides.
No, that's just for a pap smear.
That or what you just described
is a pap smear. But if it's something else, they have to do other things. I don't know what. I was asleep for them.
They knock you out for that shit?
Not for a pap smear, but for other things that I had to get done.
Okay. But what, when you go to a gynecologist, forget about the things you had to get done, right?
Mm-hmm. Regular, normal.
What's a regular, is just a pap smear? That's it?
Mm-mm.
What else they do? No, overhaul?
You lie there and you get naked from the waist down.
Right.
And you unhook your bra. But you leave like,
I like where this is going.
And then they feel your boobs.
Big ass.
But wait. That's bullshit. You've been duped.
That's not.
What's a gynecologist have to do with your fucking tits?
To make sure that you don't have any lumps.
That's what a gynecologist is for?
Yeah.
I thought gynecologists were strictly for the vag.
My gynecologist is an oncologist, so she checks.
Okay. That
but
all ethnicities.
She's been my gynecologist my whole
different.
Entire life.
When you said oncologist, that's different.
But
that's
she's
different.
Been it since I was 16.
But
years
a regular
old.
Gynecologist.
She's a regular gynecologist. She just
but
does
she's,
that
but
too.
She's an oncologist too.
She does oncologist as well, but she's also gynecological. Whatever.
Right. I got you.
Fuck, all right.
Gynecological.
I got you.
They
but,
feel your
but
boobs.
But regular gynecologist, right? They don't.
She's the only person that
no,
I
no,
ever
no,
went
no.
to.
I'm saying in general. I know you haven't. I'm saying regular gynecologists that are not oncologists.
I think
also.
They care about breast health. I think gynecologists but that's what, are involved.
But you don't go to your gynecologist to get a mammogram, do you?
Yes.
I'm confused.
She goes to her dentist for the same thing.
Shut up, asshole.
You know what I'm saying, right?
You go to your gynecologist.
You usually
for
get
a mammogram
in like the radiology
you get
department.
Get a mammogram from your gynecologist.
Oh, mammy. Mammogram.
Yeah, I have my mom and stuff has gotten mammograms from my doctor, and they'll say, "Okay, it's time for this." Blah blah blah. Hmm. The whole process of getting a yearly checkup. Literally takes like 5 minutes, not even.
Really?
They do the boobs. They do this thing where they stick a finger in you.
So you go like, yours is like a Jiffy Lube type place. You get it all done.
Yeah.
So it's like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I've always gone to her.
I
got to
talk to my girl. I got to ask her how that works.
When I've had insurance, when I haven't had insurance, I've always gone to her. And it's always been the same process.
That's so weird.
I like that she does it.
I'm confused.
I like that she checks.
I mean, you don't have to make two separate appointments.
Does she go like this?
No, she rubs them real nice. No, you weirdo.
Creeping.
What do they do with the penis while they're checking all this?
Oh, just push it to the
side. She holds it towards her belly button.
Oh my god. No, they do this thing where they stick a finger up you and then like feel your stomach and make sure everything's good too.
How far do they go?
Not that far, like as much as a finger.
Elbow?
No, but I don't like that either. Like, elbow? I don't like the whole thing. No, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
How far are they going before?
Shut up.
No. I meant like, no.
No, they don't like.
I don't.
Like,
I don't mean. I don't
they
mean
just put it in.
I don't
and then,
mean
like feel
the depth of their arm. I meant how far do they go? Meaning, what else have they done? Like, what else do they do to you? Sounds like you're being raped.
I'm not being raped.
Yeah, they have a center for rape.
No, and then they do the shoe tongue thing or shoe horn thing. And then it's over.
I lost my shoe.
And then you talk about whatever you need to talk about, and then the end. You get dressed, you leave.
Jerk off.
It sucks. I hate it. I hate it.
They don't look up your butthole, do they?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
See, that's the weird part. I would think they would do that.
Why?
Before
they would
do your titties.
Butthole. Why?
Oh, it's right next to it.
What the fuck? You only get people.
You built the playground right next to the sewer.
You don't get.
All you gotta do is cross the grundle.
You don't, like, get preventative anal exams, though.
Preventative? Sounds like an exam you
but
don't want.
But that's what a pap smear is and a breast exam. They're preventative measures.
Right, but don't you guys have to have the finger up the butt, too, to check your.
I've never fucking done that.
Women don't have prostates.
100% virgin.
What do women have down there?
Acting like your anus is a national treasure.
No, I'm not going sexual with that. I'm talking medical. I'm talking medicinal.
Medically, no. You only have to get your ass checked out if you have a problem.
Okay.
Guys should do it when they hit like 35, 40.
I know.
Like guys should do that, women after their 50s should get mammograms.
Right.
It's like the same bullshit. I'm never going to get a mammogram. Fuck you. Fuck everyone.
Don't they flatten your shit?
Dude,
I've seen it. It's nasty.
No, I don't.
I've seen it.
Nope.
Fine, then just die of breast cancer.
I'll give myself exams. I'll be fine.
She's home with a waffle iron. That hurts.
Because people have literally described it like it's a waffle
Missy, iron. What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Now I'll get it done. I talk shit now because I'm young and I can, but.
You're that young.
Fucking 15 years till I'm 50, okay? That's an eternity.
But you're not supposed to wait that long, are you?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I thought women are supposed to start like in their late 30s, early 40s to get checked regularly.
My doctor's never said anything to me. My mom hasn't, so.
Oh.
Go to a clinic?
It's bad parenting.
No. When I didn't have insurance, it used to cost $190 just to stay there.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And
where,
I
for the doctor?
Mm-hmm. I never went to another doctor.
A doctor saying you don't like to suck cock?
Now it's free. It's free because of Obamacare. Like all things like that. Birth control is free too. As soon as I went off birth control, it became free.
Really?
Yep. I spent $30 a month on my birth control.
And you're done. You're not going to use it anymore, right?
All
right,
good. No.
I'm like anti-birth control.
Anti-child.
I'm anti-child as
well.
Well,
no. I meant that form of birth control,
yeah,
not in general. I should have been more specific.
Yeah, I was going to say, Condoms are good.
Go fuck yourself.
That's what you wanted to say. Go fuck yourself. No. Birth control is fine. I meant, the pill's fucked up. That shit ain't right.
The only thing that, it's just, I don't know. I feel better off of it. That makes sense.
No, I've always heard, people say that, they thought it was great during because you basically never get your fucking period, it seems like.
Not really.
Right.
And do you lose the urgency to, like, have sex? Like
on the pill?
Yeah.
Yeah. You lose your libido.
Really?
Yeah, and I used
and
to.
And I'll ram it up your butt.
I did, like, Yaz or whatever it was, where you do that 3-month thing where you get your period only 4 times a year. And
oh, what's it called? Yaz?
Yeah.
Really?
Yaz. I don't think it exists anymore because I think so many people sued them. Because it was causing blood clots. And
is this a pill? Yaz? Is it a pill?
Yaz okay. is a pill.
I thought it was like a class. Like Yazercise.
You take 90 or 90 pills in a row. And then you stop and then you get your period.
Wait. You mean one a day?
One a day.
Wait.
And then.
That's, ding.
Yeah. I don't think. If anybody,
wouldn't be her first time.
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
But.
What the fuck is going on?
Yo, if I overdosed on birth control, I have serious issues. Like snorting it. Like, what? Come on.
Look at him staring at that dead kid. No.
But it was worse on that. That shit was bad. I had serious side effects from that. The Yaz and stuff.
Wow.
Shit's bad. You're popping.
I gotta ask if that's what my girl was on because she.
Possible.
There's still commercials you see, like lawyers saying, if you took Yaz and got side effects, call us. We can get you a settlement.
Yeah.
That deal.
Yeah, it'll be like $2 because every woman's probably suing them. Mm-hmm. It was like when people sued Sally Mae and I got like $3 in the mail. They're like, you're part of this settlement. It won.
Are you fucking
kidding? I was like, sweet. And it was $3.
It's like Bruce Almighty when everyone wins the lottery.
Yeah.
$17 fucking. Holy shit. That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah, I remember years ago they were talking about how the pill was like the fucking,
Best thing ever.
Yeah. I remember they were raving about it. It was just like, and then you hear all these little things start happening, and then years later, it's like the worst thing ever.
No, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
It's just like that Gardasil shot that protects women against HPV.
Oh, yeah. What's that all about? I've heard of it. I just didn't know.
It has insane side effects, but it depends on who you are.
Like what? Like what are some of the side effects?
It can cause warts.
Wait, you're getting protection in your...
Yeah.
So,
I have warts all over my ass and genitalia.
Because it's a vaccination, so vaccinations are what? Essentially, they're giving your body the disease, right? In a weird form or something.
Right.
Some women had strokes. Some people became infertile. Some people got warts, even if it was just on their hands or things like that. Yeah.
You're a filthy...
Check out these dick warts in my hand.
But it, like, put the disease in your body, you know what I mean? So right. It came out whatever way it could.
Uh-oh, I'm getting an update.
Is it about Marco's problem?
What would it be about
Geneva.
Geneva, yeah, that was
no,
one
not
too.
Geneva.
Geneva. I remember Geneva. I remember hearing about
I'm
it.
Not Jewish.
It's a low dose birth control.
I remember that. I remember seeing like, those fucking commercials.
Isn't there a birth control where they stick something in you?
An ITU or
IUD.
IUD, yeah.
You and ITU.
You call a bitch.
Yeah, I had friends that got them too. They said it was the most painful thing they ever went through.
Is it? Oh,
yeah. Because they insert it, and then they have to take it out. Yeah. Then there's ones that you can get in your arm.
Right.
Too. I don't know. I'm just fucking use condoms if I ever have sex again, which probably be never.
Oh, stop.
I thought you were going to fuck Rob.
Rob who?
Sprance.
Oh, yeah. I'll fuck Rob. There you go.
There you go. Boom. Done deal.
That was easy.
Where's our easy button?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Fucking birth control. I'm surprised they don't, besides condoms, they don't do shit for men. Besides getting snipped.
Yeah, what can you do for men?
Will you ever get snipped?
No, I don't ever want to get
snipped.
No. I don't know. I heard it's not that painful.
Just teach them how to throw an uppercut to the gut.
You got to teach your sperm how to swim the other way.
I'll never get snipped.
No, I can't have anything. Ugh, no.
Doesn't it help like prevent certain kind of cancers though in men?
I don't know, but I will say this. I've heard the horror stories, like not horror stories, but I hear like your duck butter doesn't go as far.
Yeah.
And there's like nothing in it. Like it's just.
Because it's what it just
pops out.
Yeah. Like you left the faucet on a tiny bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's so confusing to me? And yeah. I'm very not knowledgeable about this at all. I know nothing.
Well, I mean, why would you be?
Right. I know.
I agree.
But I had a family member get it done. And he was like, he said they burned the vas deferens shut. So, like, how does things even get through it if the vas deferens is burned?
I was like, did she just say Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
They burned the Zac Efron in your penis. What?
Oh, man. I wish I had a Zac Efron.
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate. It just goes everywhere.
But, like, yeah, so, like, is it going through a strainer then? Like, is it, like, there's just the hole's not as big? Like, what is it? You know, it's weird to me. Like, as if they burn something shut, how's sperm still getting through? Which it should, because you need to get rid of it, but...
See, I don't know the process.
Right? Yeah, me neither.
I don't know the process. I thought they snipped the wire that creates...
Don't cut the green wire.
it's like a Lethal Weapon movie.
Riggs! I said bread. Your balls will explode.
This is like the wrong one. Yeah, that's the point. If you cut the right wire, your balls won't explode anymore.
They cut the... Yeah, they cut the tube that, like... The main thing.
They cut it and then don't they burn it shut?
They burn it shut. They tie it. I don't know. Something like that.
How do they even get in there to do that?
Little holes in your balls.
Do they like put a camera up there?
Whoa! Back up.
They put like two little. I was talking to
like a fucking cigarette filter. What do you mean? They put holes in your balls.
They just go in your nut
sack. Goes through the balls
in your sack. That's how they do it. They go.
Oh, well, they put like a small incision in your sack.
All I heard was they poke holes in your balls. What kind of cool fucking punishment is this?
They pull your balls out.
That's not funny. Pull your balls out.
This is the most disgusting show ever.
Hey, quit scratching your balls all over my breakfast.
Disgusting show ever.
This is the grossest show ever.
It is
between
the
smells and the convos. Oh my God. Forget it.
Man. I'm not going to be able to eat for like a week.
You're welcome.
As soon as I get home, I'll be hungry again.
I'm like being malnourished.
I'm starving now.
Andrew never called back, huh?
No. I think broccoli.
He was like, ah, fuck those guys. They're boring anyway.
He's probably on Kike, not Skype.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to kike in. It's not working. Aha!
Yo, but you
that's something.
You really should get a colonoscopy, man.
It's skin of my nuts.
No way, man.
The worst part.
I'm not ready.
The worst part, man, is the prep for it.
What's the prep? What do I got? Jerk the guy off? What are you talking about?
You got to jerk all that stuff to clean yourself out.
You
got to
clean your system out.
You got to clean your system out, and you can't eat.
Can't you just have Chinese food? That works just fine. I eat Chinese food, dude. I will literally shit what I had last year. Like, stuff will come out from the year. You'll be like, I don't remember having a fucking asparagus.
You can only drink, like, March. Lemon lime Gatorade, and you mix the shit with the Gatorade, and it makes you shit all day, all night. You can't eat nothing solid.
Do you, like, take off from work?
Yeah, they put you under.
Oh. No, oh, I
they
mean,
put you,
for the,
put you under?
Yeah.
For the prep.
For the prep?
Yeah, they put you under for colonoscopy.
See, that's freaking me the fuck out. So let me get this straight. I'm naked from the waist down and passed out. It's like a bad college party.
Yeah.
Except I'm the fat girl at the party. You know what I mean? Like, I become the fat girl at the party.
And when you woke up, did it feel like nothing even happened?
I
know.
This is killing me.
It's crazy.
The only thing is when you wake up, you're in the hospital bed. They, you know, they put you in like a recovery room and this gas is just constantly... And you're next to other people that just had it done. It's like,
so you're in like a room full of farts.
Yeah, but you have
battle shit.
Do they smell?
You have a curtain. No, it's just air. Outside. You have a curtain to separate. And you're sitting there for an hour while you know you're recovering from
your ass.
So it's just a room full of laughter and farts.
Is everybody giggling or is everybody all like,
how could you not get
no, when I was there, it was,
I gotta imagine people were
three old guys, like old guys.
Yeah, but they fart anyway. They don't need the exam to do that.
So, you know,
they actually smell better when they fart.
You have no control over it, too. It's just.
You don't accidentally shit, though, do you?
No.
Because they clean you out.
You're cleaned out. And
from the
are we talking about an enema?
No. Mm-mm. They go in, they
I'm
look
confused.
Any polyps, anything that needs to be cleaned out, you know, anything that could be, that can result in
polyps.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking throw up.
I don't even like that word.
I hate that word.
Don't you hate
word.
That word?
Yes.
I fucking hate that word.
Oh,
polyps.
Polyps, why?
Oh.
It's just an ugly word.
It's such an ugly word. It sounds dirty. Polyp. Like, ugh.
You're dirty.
No, seriously. Any polyp polyps. Is like a fucked
it's
up word.
It's such a gross word.
Yeah.
It's such a polyp. Gross word. Stop saying it.
I'll take polyp. A polyp of butter.
Duck butter?
Duck butter.
Oh, fuck, it's so nauseous. I'm not even playing.
Jesus.
Polyp.
It's like polyp sounds like how someone from Boston says pull up. How many polyps you do today?
Throw up everywhere.
Fuck. I don't think your mic likes polyps either.
No.
I don't know, man. By the way you describe it, I'm freaked out by it. It's like
it wasn't. I'm telling you, the worst part was the press.
Yeah, but I don't like getting fingered in the ass. It never happened. I cry when
that's the first thing.
Fucking stab my
that's just
asshole through
check.
The toilet paper by accident.
That's just a prostate check. The colonoscopy is a whole big deal.
Yeah, but hold on a second. The prostate check is when the doctor sticks a finger up your ass.
Yeah, it just goes. In circle.
Yeah, that doesn't. How long does that last?
It's quick. It really is,
dude. Seriously, man,
seriously.
Don't lie to me.
Hand to God, it's quick.
Because for all I know, you could be lying. It took 5 fucking minutes.
No.
It probably takes like 17 seconds or something.
No,
that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long fucking time. Did you come?
7 seconds.
How long did it take for the guy to come?
I asked her if she can milk it, but no.
See, that's that. I don't know if that's. Like, okay,
that's
I'm putting put all sexual references aside. I don't know who I'd feel more comfortable with if I had to get that done. The idea of a strange woman sticking her finger
I would
up
think
my
a
butt,
man, Fob, for you.
You're
seriously.
Do I look gay?
No, but I feel like you would feel more comfortable with like a guy.
I don't know. Like, I think my girlfriend would be mad if I let a woman do it because, you know,
think she'd care.
Because I told her from day one, no butt play. I'm not into that shit. Don't even try it.
Okay.
And I get all fucking – I almost snapped her neck once before because she looked a little lower than the balls. And I was like, hey! Like that shit was like, hell no. I was like – I tensed up so bad.
I can imagine.
That's exactly. That was really my reaction. I was like, "Shit, cock."
Well, good thing you don't have any problems, so you really don't.
That's not true. I do have problems. I can tell you right now, I have prostate issues.
Shit.
My stream ain't strong. I feel like a politician. My stream's not strong. No, it isn't. It's like weak, and then. It's not weak. What happens is I can't get it all out in one shot. You know, back in the day, when I had to take a piss, I'd piss, it all come out, and then I'm good. I take a piss, 15 minutes later, I feel like I can take a piss again. And then, like, the rest of it comes out. And it's just
it's,
like, what the
fuck?
You have to get that checked out then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have anything wrong with your prostate, that can kill you.
I think my prostate's gone, and I think it was replaced with a fucking melon.
Yeah, if it's swollen, that's what happens.
Yeah, but I'm not, I don't want anyone sticking anything on my ass.
I understand
ass.
That, but God forbid.
Just take like some Xanax or Valiums beforehand.
And shove them up my ass?
No.
Or relax the sphincter.
Just like it'll.
My
just...
sphincter's always relaxed. Sometimes too relaxed.
Listen, you got to get it done.
Nah, I don't even got to do shit.
All right, well.
50%, what am I, 50-50 for having cancer?
The sooner you catch it, the easier it is to beat it.
50-50.
He'll die of a heart attack before cancer.
Exactly.
Gets
what the fuck? Yeah, what am I even worried about? I don't have to worry about that
that's
shit.
That's a good point.
My heart is probably, if they took x-rays of my heart, it probably looks like a calzone right now.
All right, cut them open. I'm starving.
I have like a Panzerotti for a heart.
speak slower.
You fat fuck.
Man, you gotta take care of yourself, man.
Do I look like I fucking take care of myself?
I look like a big fat fuck.
Thank you.
Know?
I'm glad I don't have to say it.
Just get your prostate. At least get your prostate checked. It's tough, man. You got to man up and do it.
Listen,
it is.
I am noticing a vast change in myself physically. Forget the fact that I'm starting to actually look like a Ninja Turtle. Like, honestly, if I had a bandit mask on right now, I probably would look like a, right?
Which one
like,
would you
like a white Ninja Turtle? I'm the fattest one, whoever the fattest one. I don't know. But I saw the picture of the new Ninja, and I'm like, oh. Like, I'm starting to like, I'm starting to like look at him like,
that's perfect.
Is that what my kids are going to look like? Oh. Like Ninja Turtles?
That's perfect.
Now that's an awkward turtle.
That is an awkward turtle.
But yeah, like I'm noticing things like, you know, and it's probably just all catching up because I've been fortunate up until this time, but, you know, gray hairs are really starting to sprout. Like they're just starting to really sprout out of my head. And I'm like, where the fuck did
you
come from?
Have you owned the pubes yet?
No, thank God. No, thank God. But my balls got lower. A little bit. Yeah, a little. It's noticeable. It's noticeable.
A little bit lower.
Yeah. It's noticeable, though, because, like, if I'm sitting in my boxers at home, if I'm out on the step having a cigarette, it's nighttime, it's warm.
Peeks out the boxers.
No. No, like, it literally, like, before it would just rest up against the taint, but now it's, like, actually hitting.
When your face step. Fucking your girl, they're banging against her tits.
That low?
No, not that low. No, but they're dropping. I'm like worried. I'm like, oh, it's gonna look like a Stretch Armstrong in a couple of years. Like, you know, just
remember in Joe Dirt when the dog's balls get stuck to the.
No, yeah, but no, it's not at that point yet. That thank sucks. God.
Do they get real low on guys? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, well, the older you get, they get sag. Really low. Like, just like women's boobs sag, men's balls
like
sag.
Gravity.
Yeah.
Can you get a ball job?
I try to get a ball job every fucking day. I try to get one every day.
A little nip and tuck on the
did nuts. You see the it's not a Jackass, the Johnny Knoxville movie though, when he traveled cross country with the kid?
Yeah, yeah,
grandpa. I haven't yes. seen it yet.
Awesome.
The one part where his balls were hanging out.
Yeah, it was the funniest thing.
It was
thing.
The funniest fucking thing. I almost had a heart attack from
what was like the in Jackass when he had one ball out, remember?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you. Yeah. Right. Just watch right. it.
I'll watch it. I keep forget. You know, I just forget about it because it's like on cable.
It's so fucking funny.
You'll love it. Watch it a bunch.
Well, now I'm going to go home and look at the Ninja Turtle in the mirror.
You should be one for Halloween.
I might as well. I might as well just give up now. Can you just paint me green? I don't even need a fucking shell. That's the worst part. I already have a hunchback, so it's just like, you know.
Ugh, look at how fat you are.
That's actually a compliment compared to how I've been feeling lately. It's like, ugh. Ugh.
Watch your fat fucking mouth. Fat fuck.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. How is it that almost every other show we do ends with me shit-talking myself to death?
No, you're going through something.
You fat fuck.
You motherfucking cocksuckers.
Yeah. It's good to be me.
What size? 5 times XL?
Give me another year. And that'll be a ringtone for everybody when I call them. What size? 5 times XL.
You know what you do? Try a little more fucking, a little less eating.
That's actually really good advice. Really good advice. But does that include not eating pussy?
No.
No, you gotta eat okay. pussy.
There's no calories in that, I don't think.
Really. No.
Keeps the wrinkles off your face.
Huh?
Keeps the wrinkles off your face.
No, it gives you wrinkles.
Does it? Steven Tyler.
Dude, the way you fucking stretch your goddamn jaw out. And move your ridiculous. My when I'm done that act, right? And I remember once I accidentally glanced in the mirror.
Yeah.
I look like a fucking pro boxer. My nose was like pushed to the fucking side. Like, yeah, I looked all fucking beat up. Like someone was punching. You know, my jaw's been clicking now.
You ever just like stick your tongue and go move your whole head?
Yeah, because you're fucking tired.
Yeah.
And then you're, the back of your neck gets tired because you're like this.
So now you're just moving your whole body.
Oh, dude, it's the fucking worst. It's the worst. You know, I just start seizuring. I'm just like, like at that point, it's just like a fucking seal out of water. I said we end on that. This is strong.
Always end on a strong joke.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on Riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.